Today I'm absolutely delighted to have a chat with Max Walker AM. He's a former Australian cricketer, former Aussie Rules footballer and former architect. Currently he's a media commentator, motivational speaker and has diverse business interests. Thank you for taking a few minutes with me today, Max. So how did you cope when you first retired from professional cricket?
Well, it was it's probably easier than I thought because an injury brought it short.
Achilles
tendon injury.
Yes.
And the doctor said, look, we can go the scalpel or we can have 6 months off. And so I retired on the same day that my third son, Sheldon, was born. So there was a lot going in my life at the time. And I thought, well, I'm an architect first and I'm a cricketer and I was a footballer second as sports. So the next phase of my life, that is being an architect, was about to open for me. So therein, and I took the doctor's advice for not 6 months, but around about 3 years, and I blossomed into a big boy.
Okay, so I guess, how did you actually cope then when you first retired from professional cricket? I guess you went straight into parenting for the third time.
Yes.
So that would take your mind off it.
Look, one of the things that being away on cricket tours year after year after year was that was pretty tough in terms of family. You'd be away 6 or 8 or 9 months at a time and over a 12-month period. And so, yeah, when you sort of try to get that life balance and where you want to go, which was going to be a new stage, I threw myself into being anchored in Australia, but within 24 hours the ABC said to me, how would you like to become a cricket commentator?
another job to fill the void then.
I probably went 20 seconds or 30 seconds and I thought, you know what, that might be really fun, I don't know. And then that turned into a sort of career with the mm-hmm. radio first, and then from the 4 years of that, television beckoned.
So what advice would you give other people, maybe in other walks of life, who are considering retiring from something when they're at the top of their game?
Well, we always have a choice, and you should always retire at the top of the game. I've seen too many go too long, and one more fight, one more game, one more season. No, sorry, at the top of your game. But, we have different stages of our lives. Someone said, once you get the other side of 60, you're in the last quadrant of your life. And it's a lovely term, but it doesn't resonate so well. You think you're going to live forever. But there are different stages of your life. And sport's an early stage because of the physicality and everything about it. And then maybe you start to take on board what's it take to make the gap between where I am now and where I want to go. Maybe there's some geography there, maybe there's some education, maybe there's some money involved, but if that's where you want to go next, you've got to tick off all of those boxes. And then with that comes experience and wisdom, and then, as my daughter would say, Dad, you just got to create great art every day, haven't you?
So do you think you'll ever retire completely?
No, look, I'll probably never grow up completely either. I love people and the way that they energise and give in that wonderful unconditional collaborative spirit that we have in PSA here. It's just fabulous. I never think about the big R word. Uh-huh. It's just not on the horizon, and I don't think it should be. Step back a bit, run in a little slower, and let the ball go. Blancmange bullets I might be bowling these days, but I love story and I love growing and energising. The alternative of that is dying. You're going to shrink up. And so,
Indeed. No,
go with gusto and be grateful for all of the great people and things that are around you.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you for that unconditional spirit with which you shared some time with me today. So good luck and enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey.
Continue to have fun.
Look, like Luna Park, that grid, look. They've actually got a light and sound show going
That's
off
right.
in the background.
So here
That's
we are. We've tried to find a quiet spot in a hotel at the Gold Coast. We've come outside to stand by the swimming pool, and there's a firework display. And anyway, we'll just run with that.
Very appropriate.
Okay, thanks so much, Max Walker.
A pleasure.